Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We're joined by the 75th governor of the state of New Hampshire, and who also served as the chief of staff of the White House under President George Herbert Walker Bush. He is, of course, John H. Sununu, who has distinguished himself both in public life as well as in the private sector, notably as the president of an engineering company for a number of years and the co-host of Crossfire for a period of time on CNN. He is the author of a new book that is quite important, I think, as a reflection on a history of our country, a period of particular transition, which has some interesting similarities in a way to the ones afoot at the moment. It is entitled The Quiet Man, The Indispensable Presidency of George Herbert Walker Bush. Governor, welcome back. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on to talk to you.
The pleasure is mine. You, of course, served with President George H.W. Bush and had an opportunity to witness the quiet man, as you call him, close at hand, and a presidency that was in office during an epical moment, specifically the end of the Cold War and the emergence of a new world order. I'd ask you to sort of reflect on that time a little bit from your unique vantage perspective.
Well, as your listeners will remember, Ronald Reagan had really rebuilt America's national security structure, which had withered over a decade or so, a couple of decades. And so by the time the Reagan administration wound down, the Soviet Union was recognizing it really could not compete. And there was a huge opportunity there for the two superpowers to come to an understanding that would reduce the tensions in the world. And George Bush was exactly the right man in the right place at the right time with his diplomatic experience and, frankly, his personal touch, because in an odd way he may have made it look too easy, because it really was not an easy process of getting our allies together to settle on a strategy, a bold strategy, for dealing with that opportunity. But he got Thatcher, he got Mitterrand, he got Kohl, finally all on the same page, and made a couple of really bold proposals, which Gorbachev responded to, and the relaxing of the Soviet grip on Eastern Europe, which had been there since the Second World War ended, began to wither away. Free elections and all that led to the dissolution of the Soviet Union. So it happened quickly, it happened effectively, it happened, as I said earlier, almost too easily. People think, well, it would have happened anyway, but it didn't. It wouldn't have. It needed a master diplomat who understood the geopolitics of not only the day, but of history, and had a sense of what had to be done to make it a better future.
Yeah. As you say, he did make it look easy. Could have gone very badly, needless to say. The question that I guess I have for you, Governor, is whether once the evil empire had really unraveled, and there were those, to be sure, among our allies, and I think quite a number in Washington, if memory serves, who really weren't all that keen on having it go away. I mean, they were comfortable with the old order of things. But once it did, do you think, in hindsight, that we may have missed an opportunity to effect purging, I guess, for want of a better term, of the old Soviet communist apparatchiks that, it turned out, kind of reorganized and are doing business under Vladimir Putin, sort of under new management, but might not have been had they been really eliminated from the scene? Does that thought occur?
Well, but Frank, the problem in the old Soviet Union, the new Russia, so to speak, is not the specific characters, it's the culture. And if individuals had been removed, equivalents would have risen up to do the same. This is a culture. They are still genetically Bolsheviks, you know, and the oligarchs are just in the DNA. And so you might have flushed the top layer out, and the bottom, the next layer would have risen up, and the same thing would have happened. The problem in the Soviet Union is they have a culture that only respects power. And the biggest mistake we have made today is we have failed to project a sense of power. One of the things George Bush really did was sort of recognized for a microsecond at the time and then forgotten. is he got rid of America's post-Vietnam syndrome, where the U.S. had gone almost a decade and a half, 2 decades, without projecting power. And part of the reason some of the tensions built up around the world is that people forgot that the U.S. was willing to maintain peace until Reagan came back in and rebuilt it with his peace through strength philosophy, and George Bush demonstrated America's willingness to do that by kicking Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. The world had forgotten that the U.S. was willing to do what had to be done to produce freedom around the world. George Bush changed that. And unfortunately, it has been changed back into the wrong direction by the current administration.
Yeah, I want to visit with you a little bit about that. And again, our guest is Governor John H. Sununu, a former governor of New Hampshire, former White House chief of staff under George H.W. Bush, and the author of The Quiet Man, The Indispensable Presidency of George H.W. Bush. Governor, you have sort of touched on this several times. Let me just drill down on it for a moment. There is, to coin a phrase from the Bush administration, which you served, a new world order afoot at the moment. And it does seem to be very much a product of the United States projecting weakness, well, feckless leadership as well, I guess. Give us in the shortest of short forms, if you would, what the stakes are as you see it.
Well, most bad people in the world, most bad nations, are bullies. And one trademark of a bully is they're smart enough never to pick on somebody stronger than they are. And this administration has projected a weakness of will that has emboldened mischief around the world, and I use that word only politely. There's lots of bad people in this world, and they have been given almost free rein by an administration that has some kind of a philosophy that I never am able to really describe. They may have done the best description themselves when they used the phrase lead from behind. Lead from behind means cowering behind everyone else. And that seems to be their philosophy. They've created a vacuum that has allowed ISIS to do all that horrible stuff they are doing and expanding like crazy in Iraq and into Syria, etc. Putin has been, the Iran deal, Putin has been emboldened to try, and he's going to try, if we don't clean this crowd out, to use a phrase that you used earlier, if we don't clean this crowd out in Washington, Putin will continue to try and reconstruct the old Soviet Union.
Yeah, I fear you're right. Let me just ask very quickly, Governor Sununu, you, of course, are from New Hampshire. You have been involved in its politics for a long time. You've written that Hillary Clinton may be in trouble in your state. I think she's in trouble in a lot of places. And I guess I'd ask you to speak not just to the politics of this, but also, if you could quickly, about her well-conduct as an official of the United States government as well.
Well, I've been saying for about 3 months that her problems are much more serious than people realize, not just because of the facts of her problems, but because of their mishandling of the issues that have arisen from her problems. We had a former head of the CIA convicted for having classified material on his computer. We actually had a couple of heads of the CIA given trouble, Petraeus and Deutsch. And so Mrs. Clinton has at least matched them in terms of the egregiousness of what she has done. So she has a real problem. The Democratic Party is in a slow panic mode right now. They will have to select if she goes down, and she may fight all the way and be able to sustain herself to get the nomination. And one of the reasons I think she might be tempted to do that is that her best protection against a criminal investigation is to be the Democratic nominee. And so she may fight hard to stay there. A few months ago, I was worried she was going to get the Democratic nomination. Now I'm worried she may not.
Governor Sununu, we have to leave it at that for the moment, but I do hope you'll come back to us again very soon. Your insights are deeply appreciated, as is your service to our country. Come back to us, and we'll talk next with Congressman Randy Weber. We'll get his take on, among other things, this Iran deal and more straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.